Hi, I'm Dean Kane, and welcome to The Homeland on Proud American Studios, where we discuss all things truth, justice, and the American way. We are coming to you today from the Great American State Fair right here on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., celebrating 250 years of the greatest nation in the history of the world for 16 days, June 25th to July 10th. And I am honored today to be joined by Ambassador Monica Crowley, Chief of Protocol for the United States and the architect, I would say, of the Great American State Fair. Welcome, Ambassador.
Hi, everybody. Hi. So great to be here. And Dean, thank you so much for having me as part of your show.
Honored.
It is Dean and I have known each other for a couple of years now, and it's always such a joy to see you. So thank you so much.
Well, since we're only in our 20s, it's been, you know, two or 3 years. That's about
it. Exactly.
Everybody having a good time out there today? It's a little warm. I'll turn the temperature down, I promise. Absolutely. But it's absolutely beautiful what we have here. All 50 states, we've got the six territories, which I didn't know that we had. We have more territories, but they're not all populated. It's very complicated, but you know all this stuff because you are the chief of protocol. How did the Great American State Fair come about?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome everybody to the Great American State Fair. This has been in the works for about a year and a half. And one of the things that the president said to me when he nominated me as chief protocol, he said, "Oh, wait, Monica, there's more." And I said, "Yes, sir. What else would you like me to do?" And he said, "I would love for you to be my administration representative to all of the major U.S. hosted events during this term." And that includes, of course, Freedom 250. It includes the FIFA World Cup, which I hope you guys will go next door to the FIFA World Cup fan site, which is tremendous. And the 2028 Olympic Games, which is right around the corner. And so it's such an honor and such a joy to take on all of this and to be a face of everything we've done here. So over the last year and a half, we decided, and this was all thanks to President Trump's leadership and vision about what he wanted to do to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And he wanted to make sure he gave the American people the party that we all deserve and to honor the greatest nation the world has ever known.
Absolutely.
And so that's why he came up with the idea for Great American State Fair, because you all right now are on America's front lawn. And we thought, what better place to hold the Great American State Fair than on the center of the universe here for America, to bring the American people together? Because all of these celebrations going into Saturday, July 4th, is really about uniting the country, bringing the country together with a shared sense of patriotism, respect and care for our exceptional history, our God-given freedoms, and yes, our love of country.
Yes. And you said it too. Also, our love of country, tremendous, tremendous. A lot of red, white, and blue out there. And our God-given freedoms. And our freedoms come from God, not the government. And that is a wonderful thing. However, you know, I've been around here. I rode the Ferris wheel, and I don't like heights. I know it's odd, having played Superman, that...
But you can fly, so.
Yeah, I wish it were that way, Ambassador. I wish it was. I got a little hinky up there. Anybody been up there? Anybody like, it's a little high, isn't it? It's like 110 feet up there, but it's the greatest view and maybe the only time we'll ever have the view looking back towards the Washington Monument, looking back towards the Capitol. It's unbelievable. I enjoyed the heck out of that. I visited a bunch of states. Now, there's been a couple of states, I have to bring this up, that apparently we're not going to be represented here. And I saw that when I was on those guys there next door, those Fox News guys where I first met you. And there were six states that weren't going to be here, but some people have stepped up. Some patriots have stepped up. North Carolina being one of them. North Carolina was amazing. There's now a NASCAR car in there, a full simulator. Has anybody driven that simulator? No? Well, get in there and try it out, because I got to know how it is. So they got a NASCAR car in there. They have Richard Childress brought it in, who's a NASCAR Hall of Famer. Pennsylvania wasn't going to be represented, but Senator Fetterman and Senator McCormick from opposite parties came together to step up to have Pennsylvania represented in this amazing situation. They said it was about money or they said it was, you're trying to say, what is the real answer, or is that the best we can say?
Well, you know, the president's vision for this was that all 50 states and six territories would be represented. So as we welcomed Americans from of all stripes, all walks of life from every state across our fruited plain, that they would have a home here and they could explore other states as well. And it was really unfortunate that there were some states who claimed that they couldn't afford to create their own pavilions. And when we heard that, we said, okay, we will create it for them, because we wanted to make sure that everybody who came from every state had a place, had a home here on the National Mall. And you're exactly right. There were some states that once this got publicized, that we were taking care of those states, even if their governors and so on didn't want to show up here. There were some cases where you had certain individuals step up and foot the bill or make sure that their states were properly represented. So we're very proud of what we were accomplishing here on the National Mall, so that everybody can kind of come together in a real World's Fair environment and enjoy themselves with the blue ribbon competitions, the Ferris wheel, as you mentioned, Dean, the great food and the rodeo. You need to check out the rodeo. It is very, very cool. And we just wanted to have a great party atmosphere going into July 4th and beyond.
Yeah, I've walked around. Yes. Congratulations. And you're succeeding brilliantly. I walked around all over the place here yesterday. It was raining yesterday, so I had a little more free time to walk around and see some stuff. And I see a lot of places are sort of closed off, getting fixed up, getting prepared for the July 4th celebration, which I'm going to miss, and I'm heartbroken because I understand that's going to be a spectacle unlike any ever seen before.
So if you have met Donald Trump over the past, many decades, but certainly since he first became a candidate for president, you know that he believes in America with his entire heart and soul. And that's why he is in the office down the street. He likes to joke that in his first term, he brought both the FIFA World Cup and he brought the 2028 Olympic Games to the United States. And he just assumed he would not be in office when these things transpired, including America's 250th birthday. So he claims credit for the first two, and he likes to claim credit for this one, too. And what he decided was, listen, America is the most exceptional nation the world has ever seen, and we need to give it a celebration worthy of that and worthy of the great people who have built this nation and made so many sacrifices over many, many decades for it. So, knowing Donald Trump...
And that's every single one of you. Thank
you. That's right. He promised the biggest, greatest, and most momentous celebration in the history of our exceptional nation, and that is exactly what we're going to deliver on Saturday, July 4th. We are going to have a Salute to America, Dean, which is going to happen right here on the National Mall. It's going to begin at about 7 p.m. It is going to have a multi-hour narrative about the story of America told by some exceptional Americans, many of whom you will recognize, who are going to come on stage and tell pieces of the American story over the last 250 years. And of course, the president will be addressing the nation that night as well. And once again, knowing Donald Trump, we are going to deliver the biggest and greatest fireworks display in the history of the world.
That's pretty mad. USA, all right. I like that. Yeah, I went over and looked at the reflecting pool yesterday, which is fenced off, and there's signs outside that say explosives don't go inside. So I assume that is part of the fireworks situation there. I don't assume we're bombing the reflecting pool. Although people have actually gone out there and vandalized it. The Washington, D.C., I've been here a whole bunch in my life. It looks gorgeous. The place is gorgeous. We got National Guard folks everywhere. We got police from all over the place.
Can we get a big hand for our National Guard?
Yes.
You're such a huge supporter of law enforcement, Dean, and you're doing it yourself as well. You're such an incredible patriot. I want to thank you for everything you're doing, too, for this great country. But our National Guard, our Washington, D.C. police, our Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security, Department of the Interior, the National Park Police, all of them and so many more are on site to make sure everybody, all of you, are safe and secure and have the best, most fun experience possible while you're here.
Brilliant. And they are so good. I've seen folks from all different states, officers from Idaho, where I do serve as well, and Virginia, where I also serve. I've seen all sorts of people here. It feels incredibly safe. It is wonderful. Things have been cleaned up in a way I haven't seen since I can remember here in D.C. I walked down here a lot further than I thought it was. Not today, because I was smart enough not to do that today. But I walked down here, and it's just gorgeous everywhere. People are everywhere. But, you know, I took a picture from the Ferris wheel because I thought it was the most incredible view. And then folks started yelling, like, on social media. They're like, well, there's 12 people there. There's nobody there. There's a lot of... Even former Congressman Adam, I don't want to get political here, but former Congressman Adam Kinzinger said, like, oh, that dude, why would you post that picture? And I said, there's thousands of people all over the place here. It's a huge, huge space. And I think it's just going to get busier and busier and busier.
Yeah, we've been open for a couple of days now. As you can see, we've had a little bit of inclement weather also.
Rain
and the diehards like you came out in the rain yesterday. Thank you so much for that.
Honored.
I can report that since we opened a few days ago, we have had tens of thousands of people come through the Great American State Fair and the FIFA World Cup Fan Zone. Tens of thousands of people already. And you're exactly right. As the momentum builds towards Saturday and July 4th, we're expecting tens of thousands more.
July 4th is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy insane
here.
It's
going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. Literally. Absolutely. So I've seen governors here, congressmen manning their state's booths. Arizona had the longest line I had seen. I'm trying to find it right now. What's going on in Arizona that makes it so good? Is anybody?
Arizona, I will say the top three so far are Florida. Do we have any Floridians? All right. Arizona. Any Arizonans? All right. I've got to go check it out because I was actually born in Arizona. I was
there
born in an Army base, Fort Huachuca, Arizona. I'm an Army brat. Any veterans in the crowd today?
God
Thank
bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for your service.
Cactus pen. They give out cactus pens in Arizona. Free swag.
And Texas.
And Texas,
those are the top three so far. So if you're from other states, make sure you represent and go visit your states as well.
I'll be heading to Texas tomorrow, where I understand it's about the same weather as we have here. Is that about right, Texans? It's going to be nice and hot, but I'll be shooting a movie out there, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm a little bummed out because I'm going to miss the 4th of July celebration. But being the chief of protocol for the United States of America, first of all, if you have to go to like an in-law's house or something, everybody's worried about protocol. You're in charge of protocol for the entire United States. All the foreign visitors that come in, Blair House, which is the guest house for the president. You don't live there, do you? You can't live in Blair House.
I do not, unfortunately.
Okay, it's gorgeous, is it not?
Beautiful and so historic.
And historic, the things that I'm a history major. So one of the things I love about this here is that each state, the federalist system that we have here, we have 50 states, all unique, all different. Like when North Carolina didn't have anybody there, NASCAR brought in something. You know, the Wright brothers flight was created there. Tons of military bases. I was also born on a military base, Selfridge Air Force Base in Detroit. Any Michiganders out there? No. Okay. Thanks a lot for that, guys. It's amazing to see all of these different parts of America in one spot. And I think as a history major, like we don't teach history enough in the schools these days. So what you're doing with July 4th, having people talk about the history, the unique history that we have here, this incredible, unique history of the greatest nation, the greatest experiment ever, consent of the governed, you know, us being here. It's amazing. So I think that's a huge, huge boon and a plus. And I hope that it sparks an interest in the younger people here to learn about our incredible history.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point. And it's a big objective of what we're trying to accomplish this week and going into July 4th. I don't know, I won't ask for a raising of hands, but I'm sure there are some people in the audience who might remember the bicentennial in 1976. Okay, there you go. You know, when we were all very, very, very little.
Yes, I think I was just born then. All right,
exactly.
I was 10.
And what I'd like to say is, you know, I was a very little girl at that time, and I don't remember every detail of that special Independence Day. Like, I don't remember where President Ford was or his address to the nation or every detail about the celebration. But I do remember being down the Jersey Shore. Do we have anybody from New Jersey? All right. All right. So I remember being Long Beach Island, New Jersey, LBI, with my family, my parents and my sister. And I remember being on the beach, Harvey Cedars, Love Ladies, Barnegat Light, New Jersey. And I remember having a small American flag in one hand and a sparkler in the other, and fireworks overhead on the beach, being surrounded by friends and the whole community and feeling this like huge nationwide embrace on that day. So again, I don't remember the details, but I do remember how I felt. And I think all of us can share in that who remember that day. We remember the feeling, that indelible sense of American patriotism, pride in being an American, and love for our great nation. That's what we're trying to recreate here this week on the National Mall, certainly on July 4th, that incredible sense of pride in being an American.
I agree with you 1,000%. I'm wearing my American flag. I always say truth, justice, in the American way, even though DC Comics kind of let that lapse. That's another whole story. But that's just it, that sense of patriotism. And there's been some polls out lately saying, you know, there people are not proud to be Americans. And I think that goes down to education. People don't understand. They don't travel the world to understand why everyone wants to be here. And it's that sense of freedom. And you can be from any country in the world if you immigrate here to the United States legally, by the way, and you assimilate here to our shared values, you can become an American. And that is not true for other countries. I couldn't go to France. I mean, I've had a home in Spain for 20 plus years. They don't call me a Spaniard. I could never be a Spaniard, but you can come from anywhere and become an American because it's about our shared values, our shared morals. And I think that is something that we don't talk about enough here these days. And I think this event and events like this are going to make people feel more patriotic. And hopefully we can flip that around so people understand that this is the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this really is such a providential moment to remind the American people that we are the greatest nation. And it goes back to our exceptional history. 250 years ago, Dean, as you know well.
I remember it. I remember the very beginning, 250 years ago.
We remember from our education about the founding fathers and how they were the original greatest generation. You had a ragtag band of country lawyers and country doctors and farmers who all came together with nothing more than their muskets. And that's about it, going up against the greatest empire the world had ever known to that point. And they won. They won because they had this undying, burning sense and love of freedom. And they were willing to put their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor on the line for freedom, to build a new country grounded in liberty that would hopefully survive 250 years. One of my favorite quotes from one of the founders came from Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, I think I know this one.
And it was a cautionary tale. And I think we all need to remember it, which is after they signed the Declaration, Franklin was coming down the steps of Independence Hall and a woman stopped him and said, "Mr. Franklin, sir, what kind of government did you give us?" And he paused and he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." There's another quote from Franklin who said, "Only a virtuous people can keep up a republic. I'm paraphrasing, but he said only a virtuous people. And so this whole celebration is about reminding all of us what they gave and the gift that they gave us with American freedom and American exceptionalism and the sacrifices that they made and every generation to this day has made to make sure that we can all live in this exceptional country and be a model for the rest of the world. And I will be damned if we're going to lose it on our watch.
There we go. I would do a standing ovation for me, right? I won't stand up yet. I won't do that. So the United people here, so you do everything. You've got the World Cup. You've got 4th of July coming up, America's 250th. We got the Olympics in 2028. All of that on your plate, which is pretty incredible. But let's talk World Cup for a second. We have the FIFA zone over here, which is amazing. The World Cup here in the United States. So there's been media reports in the past saying, oh, the United States is this terrible place, et cetera, et cetera. And somebody, I think a German said it, and I'm going to try and quote it here. They said, you know, if you listen to the mainstream media or the media about America, you'll hate it. But if you go visit and drive through America, you will love it. And that's what has happened here. People have come over from all over the world, and you see it on social media. I think it's one of the greatest things. I don't know if you orchestrated this. I don't know how you could have, but it seems like this very natural thing where people are like, I heard this place was awful, and they're coming through. They're driving through Texas. They're driving. They've stopped at Buc-ee's. They've stopped at all these places that are so uniquely American, and they're like, this is the greatest place I've ever seen in my life, ever. Freddie from Germany, anybody with following Freddie. Freddie's a superstar. There's all kinds of things like that. And people celebrating America, I don't think we could have asked for better publicity in that sense.
Well, you know, God's timing is perfect. God is never late. He's always right on time, right?
Sometimes it feels like he's late,
Amen.
But that's okay.
Amen. And, you know, we talked about how in President Trump's first term, he brought the World Cup, he brought the Olympic Games, and he didn't think he'd be in office. He thought he'd be reelected in 2020, which he was.
I think, and he was. Yeah, I think it was. Yes, I think he was.
Which he was. And you're going to learn. You're going to learn. And so he.
You heard that, right? You're going to learn. You're going to learn.
You're going to learn. So he didn't think he'd be presiding over any of this, including 250. But like I said, God's timing is perfect. And so what we have now, to your point, is all of these great celebrations of America happening now. And what a gift it is to have President Trump in office to help us celebrate and really lead the celebration. Really incredible. And so to your point about the foreigners traveling through, they're here for the World Cup. It coincides with America's 250th birthday. And what they're all saying on social media is, man alive, this country is fantastic. It is so great. It has a great culture. It is great food. It is great sports teams. It is a naturally beautiful country. They're going through small towns in Ohio, talking to everybody, having their checks and diners picked up by the American people. And that is the thing that they all settle on. All of these things, American freedom, our Constitution, it is all a gift. But they say the greatest gift of all is the American people, because we are a generous people. We are a smart people. We are a kind people. And America is great, of course, because of our hard power. But America is good because of our soft power. And the soft power comes from every person here. And all of those people from other countries who are here, they're saying, man, we have been lied to by our press. I'll tell you, when I travel abroad with President Trump, and you're in the Middle East or you're in Asia, and you turn on the TV in your hotel room, usually you only get one or two English-speaking channels, and they're usually, it's like the BBC and CNN International.
Who's not exactly positive toward us.
Dean, when I tell you I am literally doing a silent scream in my hotel room, because the propaganda and lies that are fed to the rest of the world about this president, about America, about the American people, is absolutely disgusting. And so when they come here and they see the exact opposite, and they see who and what we really are, they are blown away. And that is also a huge gift, because all of those people are going to go back to their home countries and tell the truth about us and about our great land.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, I feel like, and I've said this before, it's like President Trump, I believe he was reelected in 2020, but I think it worked out. Like you said, God's timing is perfect because he does get the World Cup. He does get America's 250th birthday, his 80th birthday. We had the UFC fight on the lawn. We've got the Olympics coming. We've got so many things that are happening. And I, for one, am ecstatic that he is in office for this. It feels right. And I think he probably learned a ton from that first administration about how things here in Washington work. It's a different place than any place else. And I think that that actually has helped him. And I think he's put together an all-star team, including yourself, that is doing a wonderful job for America. So thank you for that.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It is such an honor and a blessing to serve in his, I served in his first administration, and you're exactly right. The vibe this time is totally different, including here in Washington. You mentioned how clean and beautiful it is. You know, President Trump looked at our capital city and he said, you cannot have pride in your country if your capital city is not safe and secure and beautiful. So he took it upon himself to make it so. And it really, really is. It leads the way for the rest of the country. That's leadership right there. What a gift it is. So I've been very blessed, and you're very kind in all of your compliments. I can't take much credit at all for all of this. We have such a tremendous team, starting with the president, whose leadership on this celebration has been absolutely extraordinary. In fact, on day one or two of his presidency last year, he signed the executive order creating Freedom 250 so we could really get going on all these celebrations, but also everybody from the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, to the team ESI that puts all of this together, Justin Caporal, Tim Eunice and his team have been absolutely phenomenal. Brittany Baldwin, Vince Haley of the Domestic Policy Council, so many of our colleagues in the Trump administration and on the outside have worked around the clock for a year and a half to stand up all of these celebrations so we can all enjoy and celebrate our great country and honor it together.
That is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing. And we are. And it's 16 days. We're day five or six right now. Where are we? Day five? I don't know. What day is it? Is it the 5th or the 6th? I don't remember because it's a blur. But I have walked around and seen how gorgeous everything looks. And that is so important. It really is. And President Trump's right. If your capital city doesn't sparkle, it's a real poor reflection on who we are as Americans. And I walked around here, the World War II Memorial yesterday, the reflecting pool. It's gorgeous. Things look amazing. And I'm super proud of the job that he has done and that you have done as well. And the state, I mean, the state, the country is huge. That's what a lot of people don't understand. And that's what's so great about having each state represented here is if you get on a plane in Europe and you fly for an hour, hour and a half, you've passed three countries. You know, we've got like 50 different countries within the United States. So you could drive for 9 hours and still be in Texas. And that's people are just shocked at the size and the scope and the diversity within our people. But we're all together with that one same set of values and morals and under the same wonderful Constitution.
And can I just make one more point about this?
You can make as many as you want. You're the ambassador.
Well, thank you, Dean. You know, I mentioned the bicentennial in 1976. That was coming off the heels of a very divisive time for America. It's coming on the heels of the end of the Vietnam War, which really tore this nation apart, came on the heels of Watergate and President Nixon's resignation, which also damaged the country a lot because there were all kinds of forces, which you're going to learn also about the truth. About
the breaking news here, folks.
The removal of President Nixon, who was an extraordinary president, very good man, and he was framed. And we're going to find that out, too, by the deep state. We're going to find that. You're going to learn. But that period of time, 1976, it was a very divisive period of time. And that celebration in 76 really went a long way to bringing the country back together, healing our wounds and our divisions. And that is another reason why it's so important to have this celebration now, because this country has different divisions, but just as deep this time around. And so a celebration like this can really unite the country in so many ways and bring everybody together.
And that's the goal. I mean, we are the United States of America. And unfortunately, we are a bit divided now. I think social media plays a big part in that, which is really interesting. to see. I mean, there are bots and there are people who love to hate on America or hate on this or hate on that. It's always the, you always hate, what did they say? Hate always goes upward. It's never somebody who's in a better position than you are who are picking on you. It's someone who's in a worse position saying, oh, they're terrible. And then people come here and they experience the United States and it's not that way at all. And that's what this part of this is all about. And it's absolutely wonderful. Now, I have been fortunate enough to visit 49 of our 50 states here. The only place I haven't been is North Dakota. And my father is from South Dakota, so I spent a lot of time there. But yesterday, or day before yesterday, I got to visit North Dakota here. I saw Teddy Roosevelt inside there. He's not from North Dakota, but there's a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. He said something about, like, I truly believe I would never have been president if I hadn't spent time in North Dakota, because that gave him that love of conservation, of the great outdoors, of the ruggedness of Americans. And I thought that was awesome. There's also a big bison in there. So if you go into there in the North Dakota booth, don't be surprised at the massive bison. It's actually not as big as I thought. I mean, bison get a lot bigger than that. So that's the, so I think I've officially visited, it's sort of like an embassy, right? Yeah. So I've sort of officially visited all 50
you
states.
You can count it, Dean.
I'm counting it. I'm going to count that. So before I let you go, there are a few more celebrations coming up, which is incredible. So we had the UFC fight, which was awesome. I'm a big UFC fan. The World Cup we're in the middle of it. It's been fantastic. Now, we've been in Canada and also in Mexico, but once we get into the round of 32 to 16, most everything's going to take place
here
in America.
Yes.
And this is under your watch as well, as is the 4th of July celebration, as are the Olympics. This is a busy, busy time.
Yes, yes. And all America-centric, which is such a beautiful thing. Yes, so we started this celebration last year with the military anniversary parade. So we celebrated Army 250. Any Army veterans here? Thank you so much. God bless you. Then we had Navy 250. Any Navy veterans here?
There we go.
Thank you so much, sir, for your service.
Of course, the Navy guy's sitting down. I like that. Army appreciates that.
We celebrated Marine Corps 250. Any Marines here today?
There we go.
Hi. All right.
How do you know if you met a Marine?
I'm sorry.
They'll tell you.
I'm sorry for the Air Force. I don't know if we have any Air Force vets here. We love you. God bless you. But
my
you
uncle.
Came later in the game, so we have no 250
they're not as old.
Celebrations, right, for that. But we love and appreciate you. So we did all of that last year. And then, of course, this year, as you mentioned, July 4th. Now, after July 4th, so this fair goes until July 10th. And then after that, we have the Patriot Games coming up. And I know this is Maha Monday on the National Mall, so I just want to mention the Patriot Games. You can find out information about that and everything else, too, at freedom250.org, freedom250.org. Patriot Games are a set of athletic competitions for high school athletes all across the country with big prizes. And the president is deeply involved in that as well. That's, I believe, the first week or so of August, August 9th and 10th, I believe. So pay attention to that. And if you have high school athletes in your family or some of your friends, and they have great athletic talent, like you always did and still do.
I certainly would have been part of this.
Yeah, well, maybe you can convince them to let you in to the Patriot Games. You can compete.
I think my days are done with that there.
They don't want to go up against Superman. No way. No way. So after the Patriot Games, then right here in Washington, D.C., we're also really excited about the IndyCar Freedom 250 Grand Prix.
It never stops.
Have you guys heard about this? This is going to be unbelievable. Third weekend of August, August 21, 22, and the race is on the 23rd here all around Washington, D.C., the track. Professional IndyCar drivers going 150 miles per hour plus around the nation's capital.
Legally,
yes. No tickets given during that race. Want you guys to come out. We have huge response to that. We're expecting well over 100,000 people to come to D.C. for that IndyCar Grand Prix race. So many things coming up even after July 4th.
It's nonstop. I feel like that's this entire administration. It is nonstop. Things are happening at light speed, but it's all common sense. It's all things support and things that make us proud to be Americans. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a hand to Ambassador Monica Crowley. And thank you so much, Ambassador, for being here, being on the homeland, loving this country, doing such a great job. you've got a lot more work to do. Thank you for your service to this country, and we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me, my good friend, Dean Cain. How about a huge round of applause for Dean Cain? He is so wonderful, and I always say, you know what? The smartest stars out of Hollywood are conservatives, and they're unafraid to make their point of view and stand on principle, make all of that known. So God bless you, Dean. You are absolutely phenomenal. I adore you. Thanks to all of you for coming out. I hope you enjoy the Great American State Fair, and I hope you'll come out for July 4th as well. I hope you're staying right through the celebration. God bless you. Thank you so much.
And then we can celebrate truth, justice,
and the American way.